Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Courtney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Harry Courtney. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Joe Evans. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Rig Stevenson. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alan Sothoran. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Alan Sothoran. And now, play ball. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins bunts towards third. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is hit by the pitch. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Courtney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sothoran fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy takes first base on ball four. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a fly ball into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shealy moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hooper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Courtney fields it, throws to third for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-0 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Speaker. Collins reaches second base with a double. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ma still hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is called out on strikes. One out. Alan Sothoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sothoran hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-1 in the game. Mulligan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shealy moves to second. Harry Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Courtney strikes out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shealy scores. Mulligan moves to third. Hooper moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Courtney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards second. Wamsgans picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wamsgans. Collins moves to second. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ma still hits a ball on the ground for an out. Ma still moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Ma still scores. Falk moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stevenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Courtney moves to second. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Courtney moves to third. Hooper moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Collins hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Speaker, who is chasing the ball. Collins reaches third base with a triple. Courtney scores. Hooper scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, White Sox. Jim Bagby now pitching. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ma still is hit by the pitch. Bibb Fock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Collins scores. Ma still moves to third. It's 6-0, White Sox. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill fires to third and picks off Ma still. Fock moves to second. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-3 in the game. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sheely hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Ma still. O'Neill reaches second base with a double. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Neill moves to third. One out. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-2 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mulligan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Courtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McKenna settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Speaker moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Speaker moves to third. Stevenson moves to second. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Ma still. McInnes reaches second base with a double. Speaker scores. Stevenson scores. Sewell goes all the way around to score. McInnes moves to third. It's 6-3, White Sox. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McInnes scores. It's 6-4, White Sox. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. O'Neill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wood moves to third. Red Faber now pitching. Larry Gardner pinch hits for Jim Bagby. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Wood scores. One out. It's 6-5, White Sox. Charlie Jameson pinch hits for Joe Evans. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Gardner moves to third. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 3 in the game. Wamsgans hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Gardner tags and scores. Jameson tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's White Sox, 6, Indians, 6. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The White Sox will come to bat. James Edwards now pitching. Charlie Jameson now playing left field. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Collins hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Falk moves to second. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sheely hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sewell hits a line drive towards short. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. McInnes hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mulligan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber bunts in front of the plate. O'Neill fields it and throws to first for the out. Mulligan moves to second. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mulligan moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Sewell. Mulligan scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 7-6, White Sox. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stevenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops it up and throws to first, with Faber covering, for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Neill hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Graney pinch hits for James Edwards. Jack Graney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graney strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.